Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeelanSelect.com for Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, May the 1st at Churchill Downs. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keelan's Director of Wagering Development. And we're going to take a look at the pick four that will cover the last four races under the lights for the Oaks at Churchill Downs this year. Jim, this starts in race 10 with the grade 3 Modesty on the turf at a mile and an eighth. Fillies and mares four and up. The Chad Brown stable, well represented as always in these types of races. Which Chad Brown runner did you take, or did you go somewhere else?
Yeah, you really narrowed it down for me, didn't you? I'm trying to figure out the Chad Brown filly, DeZora. Has not run since the Breeders' Cup filly and mare chart. Ran in the Arc de Triomphe last October. Obviously, powers over this field in class, but I can't believe that this is the ultimate goal, a grade three on Oaks Day for DeZora. I'm thinking he's getting ready for some grade ones down the road at Saratoga. So I think she may be vulnerable in this spot with a couple of other horses that are in good form right now. DeZora is the obvious favorite and is going to go off at even money or less. But I think a couple of horses on the inside have a shot. Proctor's Creek for Brendan Walsh and Whiskey Decision for Chad Brown coming out of the same race, the Hillsborough at Tampa. And they lost to Destino Doro, who's really good right now. And they were a neck apart. Hard to separate these two. I ran rides for Chad, and as Pratt goes to the other Chad. And then Gaffleone takes them out back on Proctor Street. I would flip a coin between those two. Proctor Street's going to be a better price, but I probably would bet that one to win and box the horse, either one with the six horse. DeZora may win by open length, but I just got to believe that this is a little bit of a prep for her to get her ready for something down the road, and I think you got a shot to beat her.
I went ahead and took her, and I understand the trepidation for sure. I kind of went back and forth. I like the long series of works, so that's kind of what maybe swayed me to think that, and the fact that it's Oaks Day, that she'd be ready off the bench, if not her best shot, at least a fire shot that would be good enough to win. Grade 1 and Group 1 winner. So I ended up going with the class edge. Catherine Marissa for Chad Brown has run well at Churchill in a couple of occasions, and you get Jose Ortiz for Chad Brown, and I thought that one might get a little overlooked. Whiskey Decision and then Proctor Street coming out of that race. Proctor Street's the only one I think that's the non-Chad that could win. So those four for me, but I ended up with Gazora on top. The 11th race is a grade one, the La Troyenne, on the main track at a mile and a 16th. Fillies and mares four and up. And I ended up going to Shred the Gnar. This horse generated a lot of buzz with her speed last year. I'm just going to toss the last race. There was a bad trip, and she's a neck away from being four for four, so it looks like one they're really high on, and maybe this could be the start of a big year getting her back on track in this spot. I almost went to Bless the Broken down on the inside with Brad Cox now, but Will Walden did a great job with her, third in the Oaks last year. Two of her best races have come off the layoff from last year, and her speed down along the inside is a plus in here. So she's a close second for me. Fully subscribed, grade two winner. You got the layoff here, and also not the greatest post position. So I ended up going to the five and the one over the nine just slightly. And then if I went deeper, it would be Chasen off that 95 last time and a big win at Colonial for Brad Cox. But a little skeptical of the number. But if it's legit, then she's a contender. And a win and a second from three starts at Churchill. How did you see the La Troyenne?
I thought this one was fairly straightforward. I thought Fully Subscribed. You make a good point about the post position, but Flavian Pratt, if anybody can navigate a trip from out there, it's him. This filly comes in rested off the Cumley at Aqueduct. Won the Mother Goose at Aqueduct by 4.5 and 4 lengths at a mile and 1/8. Shortened back up to a mile and 1/16 here. Should be fit off some really good works for Tad, and I'm going to take Fully Subscribed on top. I'm going to box her with thread than are, and I'm like, you, the last race was just so bad that you just draw a line through it. It turned out to be a key race with Clairette Barret, Alpine Princess, and Eunomia all coming back to win. So the race was very tough. He was unbelievable at Churchill last year in May with an obstacle claimer, and then in November in the Chalukyi won by 2 3/4. He couldn't get the lead here. It could take him a long way. So I'm just going to take the 5 and the 9 here. I'm going to spread the last two races, but I think this one's fairly straightforward.
We'll move on to race 12 for leg 3 of this late pick 4 on Oaks Night. It's the Grade 2 Edgewood. Back on the turf, 3-year-old fillies in here, and a bunch of them come out of the Appalachian, which was a great race on opening weekend at Keeneland. How do you sort them out?
Well, I think you've got to take the horses out of that race because Storm's Wake won it by a neck over Imagination of the Lady, who may have run the best race, just split horses and just barely got nipped on the wire. Stretching out to mile 16th off that mile race, I think both those have a shot. I mean, Just the Loop was only a half a length off there. It was a, you know, it was a very close finish, Lion Lake. So I'm going to take all four, the top four out of there. They're only half a length apart. And who knows which one will work. We'll like the Churchill turf a little bit better. They haven't, none of them have run at Churchill. So that's kind of a question mark. Storm's Lake, I'm sorry, is 1-for-1 at Churchill last year in an allowance race. So maybe he has the edge in here, but I'm going to take all four of them out of there. Dandona for Sassy Joseph, a really lightly raced filly coming out of the Florida Oaks in her third lifetime start, and she's 2-for-3. So I'm going to take those four plus Dandona, and then I'm going to use Time to Dream coming out of the same race. So I'm going to key on the Florida Oaks and the Appalachian, thinking that the winner is going to come from one of those two. Time to Dream can take a really good step up off that Florida Oaks effort when she only lost to Dandona about a week and a quarter in her first race out this year, and I read her team takes them out. So going 6 deep in here, I don't have a really strong opinion.
I went 5 deep, all out of the Appalachian. Imagination, the Lady, a couple of works since that strong effort in the return race, and she should like the added distance and, you know, well drawn down on the inside, and so that's what ultimately helped push me back to Imagination, the Lady. But there's a horse on the outside that I'm leery of and I'm definitely going to use, and that is To a Flame. I interviewed Rusty Arnold for the Today at Keeneland show that week, and he was really high on this filly. He thought it was one of their best 2-year-olds, and she had run well in the comeback race at Florida, and then turning for home looked like she might have a chance to win it at a price in the Appalachian, and then got caught. But I think maybe with that extra experience, maybe a little more distance will help. She's by Justify, and I think that she has a big shot to run well in here at a nice price, so I don't want to leave her off. Storm's Wake, big finish last time, nothing to discount about her. Just Aloof was down on the inside, had probably the best trip for Chad Brown last time, didn't quite hang on, but ran very well and makes a second start off the layoff. And then Lion Lake, the other Walsh horse, ran well in the Appalachian. So all those horses really ran races that you could be encouraged by or make excuses for, etc. And so I'm just going to use all 5 of them on my pick 4 ticket, but Imagination the Lady is the win pick. Race 13 finishes the card. It's the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks with a late post time. We'll see how it looks under the lights on NBC. 3-year-old fillies at a mile and an eighth. Who do you like in there, Jim?
Well, I've got to like the horse coming out of the Central Bank Ashland, also under Hat Creek Racing, which is my boss, Gatewood Bell. So I've got a good connection to this filly, and she ran so well that day. They were concerned about her coming off a long layoff since the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, and she just took it to them and won by 2 1/4. Zany that day maybe did not get the best trip, and they think that this one will set up a little bit better for her. So I'm going to use Zany in here as well. But Percy's Bar is my top pick on here. But I'm going to go 5 deep in here. I'm going to use Explora coming out of the Honeybee, Counting Stars out of the same race, and then came back and won the Fantasy about 5.5 lengths at Oakland. Extremely impressive that day. And maybe takes a step above Explora. Going to use both of them. And then I'm going to throw in a long shot for Brendan Walsh, Bella Ballerina. She looked really good in the Rachel Alexandra. Came back in the Fairground Oaks and maybe didn't fire her best and faltered a little bit at the end. I'm not sure that she wants them out on the eighth. She's 12-1, though, and Brendan Wallace is an outstanding trainer and already off. Hershey's Bar is my pick. Would not be shocked with any of these other fillies winning. I think 5 deep probably gets me through the Oaks, but if I went one more, it would be meaning. I'm not using her coming out of Santa Anita Oaks. She's only raced against four to seven horses out there, and I'm not sure if she's going to adapt to a 14-horse field at 9 o'clock at night with a bunch of crazy intoxicated people at Churchill. 8:42 is going to be an interesting time to see the Oaks go off, and I'm thinking that the crowd may be in a little bit of a deterrent for some of these horses that haven't faced that many, but hoping for Percy's Bar to make the Central Back Ashland and Kentucky Oaks double.
I think she's got a big shot. I took her second. I took Always a Runner on top for Chad Brown. This horse has only had 2 starts, but I tend to like the horses coming out of the Gazelle because it's a 1 1/8 prep from New York, and I think frequently those horses have performed well in this race. And this one, I think in a 14-horse field at 1 1/8, I think this horse has a maybe a little better shot than her stablemate Emerging Market does against the boys on Saturday, although I think he's got to be on my ticket, too. We'll get to that on the next podcast. But just listening to Chad Brown interviews, I think, and people who know him talk about this horse and the other one, barn incredibly high on them, and they both horses had setbacks that caused them to not debut until this year, but they were actually being prepared last summer up at Saratoga for debuts. And the horse ran a 59 first time out, even though won big down at Tampa, but sometimes those buyer figures are a little squirrely on that track. Improved to an 89 in the Gazelle, and I saw a quote from Chad Brown who said she was 75% fit at best, and she was buried down along the inside behind a slow pace, and Pashmina was just rolling along with an easy lead with slow fractions, and those kind of horses, if they're quality, and Pashmina's a quality filly, it's hard to catch them under those circumstances, and Always a Runner, even though running greenly, was able to catch her and pass her, and it was like 9 lengths back to third. And if I'm right about her for this race, you won't see 10-1 for a long time. So I'm going to take a shot with Always a Runner over Percy's Bar. The Oaks Derby double, probably use a few more on a Oaks Derby double, but my main Oaks Derby double ticket will have those two. I think one of those two probably wins it. Zany is next for me. And then I kind of for my fourth one, I was between Counting Stars and Prom Queen, so I'll use them both. You made the case for Counting Stars earlier. Prom Queen has had significant improvement in all 3 starts for Brad Cox. Seems like those horses coming out of the Florida Oaks don't usually do as well coming from that prep path as the ones coming up from Louisiana or out of the Gazelle. But it's Brad Cox and a very talented filly, so I'm going to go 5 deep on my pick 4 ticket and use all 5 of those. And Explorer was the one I kind of drew the line through for budget reasons, and that would have been my next one. So pick 4 tickets starting in race 10. I'm going to just use 2 of the Chad Browns, the 5 and 6, actually, and I don't feel confident about it. But to make the ticket affordable, we'll go deeper in the last 2 legs. I had to pare it down somewhere, so I'm going to go 5 and 6 to start and leave out the 2-3 with a lot of unease. Then I'm going to go 1-5-9 in the La Troyenne. Then I'm going to go 1-3-5-8-14 in the Edgewood and 2-4-9-10-11 in the Oaks. $75. How about you?
Well, I spent a little bit more. I spent $90. 2-3-6 with 5-9, with 1-3-5-8-9-11, with 1-2-4-11-12. $90.
A typically outstanding card, and I hope you have your Keeneland Select accounts funded. Make sure you get that done ahead of time so you don't get in a crunch on Oaks Day or Derby Day. So get your accounts funded, and if you aren't going out to the track, you can just watch all the coverage and play it through Keeneland Select and get your rebates and all of that good stuff. We'll be back with another edition of the In the Money podcast for Derby Day. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. This is the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Good luck.